some things to do with mitzvahs and shemitah produce. Also, the mali koshel kiddush or shar koshel bracha al gedoseha miyein shvius. If you're using wine or grape juice of shvius, which isn't around now unless you have it from previous shemitahs, right? But we will be towards the end of the year. There'll be wine and grape juice of shemitah. So you can't normally. You want to fill the kos up extra so it overflows. But especially with havdalah. By havdalah, the minhag is to do that. But really, it applies to all kosher brachot. It should be really full. And the fact that it overflows is a sign, the Gemara says, that any house where wine doesn't spill like water, there's no bracha in the house. You have to show you're not stingy, and you let the wine overflow. You can't do that with shemitah wine because you're destroying it, right, for no purpose. So there you, what's it called, you're not, well, you're getting a purpose, but you're not getting an eating purpose from it. So you can't use that. However, if you have a plate underneath that's clean, and it overflows into the bowl or into the plate, and then you pour it back into the cup, or you drink it, even though a little bit is going to still stick to the thing, but a little bit sticks to the cup also, right? So that's insignificant. But if you're going to take most of it and pour it back and drink it, that's fine. Then the idea is you let it overflow, you have the siman bracha, but now you're going to gather it up and drink it. Okay, and then you have to put it back into the bottle or drink it. Lachem bebrismila, kishemozgi makos labirkas koris habris, kriyas Hashem, shebderek klal ozim esakos biyodayim, ve'ein salachas mitachteo. Therefore, by a bris, usually you don't have a bowl underneath, you hold it in the air. And if you're not steady-handed, your wine spills out, right? Especially if it's full. So in Mosgin Yain Shoshvias, he's already Shulamali Sakos, both in Shishofik Menu, or Shonir Tzalachis B'dachas Lakos. In that situation, you shouldn't use Shemitah grape juice of wine, or if you do, you should put a bowl underneath, or you shouldn't fill it up completely. That which, that kosher bracha has to be filled up does not mean that it has to be filled to the brim. It means that when you look at it, you say it's a full kos. It's not noticeably, you know, down. But it's what people normally, not looking to fill something to the brim, what you call a full glass. Full glass means the little bit maybe at the top that shouldn't go over is empty. Doesn't have to be mamish to the brim. And that's still called, okay. Mutter litvot semer gethen obad b'yayin shoshvias kedei l'sito latinok l'motso kenog b'brismila. Alpha pisha chelik ben ayayin asofu b'tsemer gethen holich le'ibud is the drachashti latinok. Right? By the bris, they usually put a piece of cotton into the wine and give it to the kid to, right, to call when we say bidomaye chayi or stam to make the kid stop crying, right? So now they dip the pacifier usually in wine, but you take what's it called? So there, some of the wine that was absorbed into the cotton is not going to be drunk, but that's a normal way to do it. If you a child, you want him to drink some wine from and suck it out of the cotton, that's what he does. So that's okay, even though a little bit is going to go to waste, but that's the normal way of drinking it. When you make havdalah, there the minig is to pour the wine over the candle. That for sure you can't do, because that wine you're not going to drink again. Okay. Echad me'aposkim hoya mavdal al yayin shoshvias, lefi shalom hoya mamali akos yosem bidai, ve'al yayin mu'at shenishvach me'elav lo choshash, sheyesh bazeh hefse perishvias. There were people who used wine for havdalah, for shvias wine, and he didn't fill it up completely. And even though some wine gets spilled automatically if your hand shakes a little bit, that's, again, the normal way. It's an insignificant amount that's getting ruined. Okay, that's why also the chavos is near havdalah b'shiorei yayin, right? That for sure you're ruining the wine. And so also you can't take shvias wine and put it on your eyes and in your pockets, because you're also wasting it. So therefore, if you want to be mekayim havdalah with all of these minhagim, don't use shemitah wine for havdalah. Ein lahatif yayin shoshvias b'leil pesach b'shas amiras dam v'eish v'simras asher v'eser makos. The minhag is to take from the cup by the Esrei Makos and by these four words, you can't do that with Shemitah wine. Right? Shalideze Masir Ayayin. The second kos is where you do this. You shouldn't use, you can use Shemitah wine for Kiddush and for the other kosos, but not for the second one. And never saw anybody like that. They take the wine out and then they pour it back in and drink it. If you have that minig, then you can do it. And again, even though an insignificant amount won't pour back, that's insignificant.
What about filling it almost to the top with Shemitah wine and just the very top?
Yeah, but Mestamba, we say Yesh Bila, it doesn't remain the very top regular wine. It gets mixed in together. It's not, unless the wine underneath is frozen.
Also different specific
or density. Congealed. But if it's liquid, Lechara, you can't pour wine on the top. I'll prove it to you. Okay? Make this experiment. Get white wine that's not Shemitah wine and red wine that is. And pour a little bit of red wine on top of the white wine. What's going to happen? You're not going to have white wine and red wine like ices. You're going to have
pink wine.
Right.
Even oil and water together.
Okay, that proves my point. Even if you do different than that, right, I will pay you a lot of money for being a miracle worker.
even oil and water together.
What?
The oil floats on top of the water because it's lighter. Got a different
oil and water, yeah, but if you want to use oil and water for your
barbacosas, yeah. No, I'm saying it's got a different specific density. Unless you've got a big amount of thing, the amount of, you've got so much oil on the top. It's the water which will spill off first before the oil, because the oil is going to shift to the side.
But if you stick your finger in, you get the oil.
Yeah, if you stick your finger in, you get the oil.
And right.
I'm saying the only way it's going to work.
Maybe you don't stick your fingers in because you're a yeki. Maybe you pour it out. But we stick our fingers in.
But yeah. I'm saying, although I do know people use spoons.
I figure so. Yeah. You know, English people also probably don't stick their fingers in.
The only people who pour it back, by the way, are the people who live in the country which they're always visiting.
Really?
Yeah, because they're tight.
Oh.
And in the way to work.
You probably don't use wine these
guys. The only way it may work if you have two different wines of different specific densities.
I hear, but is there such a thing? Yeah, sure. There's thick wine.
Give me the details. I want to get that last one. Right.
Sorry, what was that?
No, you didn't say anything. Okay, Hanogim Lakachas Belewa Seder Chazeres, Chrein, Lemitzis Achilles Morer, the Lachu Chazeres Hakodesh Betusha Shvias, which by that time I don't even know if there'll be Chrein that has Kedusha Shvias. It'll all be Svichen by that time, Nistama.
You will not.
We have Yavil right. So then, Mutr Lachlo Lemitzvah Kamoshehu, Okshu Marusak. You can either eat it, take a bite out of it, which some people hold you're not Yotze Bechlau, not because of Shemitah, because it's poison. My brother-in-law once, by our Seder, right, decided he's going to be extra machmir, and instead of taking the chrein that we ground up Erev Pesach and let it lose its real tam, he took a piece of chrein off the Seder plate and bit into it. He almost died.
Parental home, it was just slices.
Slices is one thing. Taking a bite out of that thing, we thought we almost lost them, but unfortunately. No, I'm just kidding.
It's on tape.
So you can use it either way. There were people who held that you can't grind it up, but you have to eat it whole. But the message is that the poskim will hold, if you eat it like that, you're not yotzei because it's not a food. It's a poison. So you have to grind it up. So whichever way, whatever your minig was other years, you can do that. Eat it whole or eat it ground up. Mostly you don't eat chrein unless you mix it with beets or something else, right? You don't just eat it plain, ordinary chrein. But because of the mitzvah, that becomes the derech. Okay. What's it called? Next thing, let's learn about this, and then we'll stop. Mutar l'shtamish b'shemen shofias l'hadlakas ner Shabbos v'ner des haKnesses. If you have oil of Shemitah, you can use it for for Ner Shabbos, because you enjoy it, and you're allowed to use Shemitah things for life. And that's not called mafsid, because that's what's it called, even if the shemen is fit for eating, it's not shemen mamor. Still you can use it, because that's a legitimate hanoah for the normal thing. But also v'hadik Ner Chanukah b'shemen shel shviyas, hoil v'ner Chanukah lo nitin lehonespo. Since you're not allowed to use the light of Ner Chanukah, right, there you're not allowed to use Shemitah oil for Ner Chanukah. The Yesh Matir, some people say you could, but the Shilitzorah Kiyo Mrs. Prisume Nisa Nechshav Kanos Achila. Having the Hanoah of fulfilling the mitzvah is considered like Hanoah of using it for light. But the Maisa Laloch is better not to use, I don't think we have Shemitah oil anyway, but olive oil. Yet for sure. I don't even think there's going to be. Wow. Next year there will be. Have I ever saw them? They've used Shemitah oil that says Kedusha Shvias. Okay, in any case, so you should not use it for Ner Chanukah. Right, I was thinking that Lachari could use it for the Shabbos. Lachari. Because the Shabbos you're allowed to have. Just, that's why it's there. So Lachari, at least for the Shabbos, you could use Shemitah oil. It doesn't say anywhere, but the Lachari, that should be. Okay. Stop here. And you also can't use also the shtamish b'shem l'tzorach hadlakas ner she'ein nogin lahanas mehem, like a yahrzeit candle. Can't use Shemitah oil for that, because the meaning is not to have any enjoyment from that. You don't use it to read by or whatever. And also not to use it for putting into the Lag BaOmer bonfire. Also, same reason. You don't get any really enjoyment from that, just to make a big fire. That you can't do it either. Okay.
Barbecue.
Huh?
So the fire.